Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud Aleph. As we are up to the last daf here in Maseches, in the ninth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and as we get into the last parak, Hagozil Umachil, Baba Metzia is on the horizon, and B'ez Hashem, we're looking forward to the second of the Babas, but first we have the end of Baba Kama here, the next couple of week and a half or so, to finish up these Baba Kama Sugyas. So let us get into Kuf Yudam Abeis. We're by the two dots. We just listed off the 24 Matnas Kahuna, which are obviously major topics that each one of them deserves its own discussion, but we'll have to leave that for another time. But why was it brought up? It was brought up because of Gezel Hager. That is considered one of the Matnas Kahuna, that they get it if a ger dies and the person stole from him is not doesn't have who to give it to, so therefore he gives it to the Kohanim. Okay, so now we're up to the two dots. Says the Gemara, nothing on the Kesef Lanshi Mishra V'chulu. The Mishnah had said on yesterday's daf, if the man, the Goslin, had given it to the Kohanim and then he had died, that it does not go back to his Yarshim. If he's on the way to Yerushalayim and then he dies, then it goes to his Yarshim, because he didn't do anything yet. But once he gives it to the Kohanim, even though his carbon is not given yet, still the Kohanim do not have to give it back to his Yarshim. So Rashi already yesterday quoted this Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Abaya, two dots, Shma Mina Kesef Mechaper Mechsa. You see from here that the Kesef that he gives, we know this Kesef, and there is Asham, they both perform part of the Kapara process. Kesef Mechaper Mechsa, D'i Lo Mechaper, if Kesef wouldn't be mechaper at all, it's just a prerequisite for the later kapara of the karban, then havamina, maybe I would have said, mahader liyarshim, then you give the money back to the yarshim. If it didn't accomplish anything yet, so we should assume that the guy only wanted to give it if he knew that later on he was going to get kapara. My time, I died to the hachi lo yavlei. Right, but if he knew that he wouldn't get kapara later on, that he would want it to go back to his yarshim. So the fact that it does not go back to his yarshim, says the Gemara, it must be that it serves some sort of kapara element. Ravissa Zalman in the Evan Ozel here says, it's interesting, the Gemara says kesef mechaper mechsa and not kesef mechaper mixas. Like mechsa is like half, not mixas, just a little bit. It must be that if you thought it was just mixas, that also would be adaita tahachi lo yoevlei, if it was just a little bit. That's what he says, say from the Gemara. He says, v'kasha, minali de mechaper mechsa, ema de kesef osa haschalas kapara, v'ha asham osa gemara kapara, v'haver lishma bino kesef mechaper mixas. Avad minali lomer de mechaper mechsa. How do you know it's mamish mechsa, not just the beginning of the process? So says the Evan Azel, this is at the end of Perek Yud of Hilchus Rotsayach. It must be because you have to say something has been accomplished already. You can't just say the process has started and it didn't get anywhere. Because now if the Asham's not given, then what does the mixas help you? It must be that some of the process has been completed. The Kesef element of Kapara has been completed. The Asham element of Kapara has not happened yet. But that's the Gemara's diyak. Mochiach the kesef mechaper mechsa dainu hakesef ve'asham kol echon mechaper chelko. V'lochein kishenosan hakesef kibel kol hakapara sheyesh lomer hakesef v'lo shayach lomer adai to the hachi. That's why you don't say adai to the hachi lo natan, because he's already accomplished fully half of what could have been accomplished. Then the question is, what about by other mitzvahs? The Achronim discuss, do you have such an idea by other mitzvahs of giving money and getting some form of kapara by an aveira? The post can discuss, let's say, chas v'shalom, somebody drops their tefillin. Somebody drops their tefillin and it hits the floor. If it's in the box, if it's on the table, nah. But what if chas v'shalom, it hits the floor? So the post can say you don't have to fast, generally, but give staka. So what does that do? Or even in other situations, you know, to give, besides the regular tshuva process of the specific aveira, also give staka. So that comes from this idea of kesef mechaper mechsa. And obviously it doesn't mean that you're allowed to do that instead of tshuva, right? The Torah tells us beferish, where we had this earlier in the eighth parak, lo sichul kofer l'nefesh rotzeach asher rosh alamus. We can't take money instead of galus, instead of ritzicha, instead of tshuva, of other elements. But there is an idea of kesef being mechaper. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim here. Tosfos says, Tosfos, kesef mechaper mechsa, the little Tosfos, Mikanira, the fact that Kesef is Mechaper, the Kohen ain Yachol Limchol, Kiva Tahavi Kapara, says Tosfos, because Kesef serves a Kapara function, it must be that the Kohen cannot be Mochel. Let's say the guy's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's a very poor guy. He's a Gazla, but he's very poor. And he's trying to do tshuva, so the Kohen has Rachmanis on him. The Kohen says, you know what, keep it. It's okay. You don't have to give it to me. Right? And the whole Beis Av says, you know what, you're an Ani, keep the money. Tosfos said, they're not allowed to do that. Why? Because there's a kapara element. And if there's a you could be mochel a mammon element, but you can't be mochel a kapara element. That is Tosfos, Kohen, Ein, Yochel, Limchel. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, and all the Achronim deal with this problem of the Pnei Yehoshua. 1 minute. You're telling me if there's a kapara element, so then Mechila doesn't work? So what about every Goslem? Every Goslon has a kapara element. Reuven stole from Shimon. He's returning it. Shimon says, you keep it. But didn't Reuven do something wrong? Doesn't he need a kapara by returning? Veheshev is akzela. So every, what does Tosfos say? Oh, mechudish, this case of kesem mechaber mechzel by gezel ager. But every case, the nigzal should not be able to be mochel. Viksas kasha. Tahab gazlan de inish de alma. Kaimalam bipshitis de yacholimchol. Right, what do we say in the Mishnah? If he's mochel the karen and mochel the chomesh and bringing it to Madai. So you see beferish there that a person can be mochel by a regular case of gazlan. So why is this case different? Vialkarcha ksorach lomar. Why does mechila work by other contexts? By a regular case? Keep it. Because we look at it as, it's as if you took it. Right? That's Mechila, it's the big sugyan. Mechila, kilu is kabalti. It's as if you gave it to me. Keep it, halachically, it's as if I got it. Havikilu nutzlo mimenu v'chazav enosnolo. So why doesn't that work here? We also ask the Pnei Yeshua. So it says the Pnei Yeshua as follows. V'yesh li'ashev. Bishlama, if the chayfet was originally mine, and now you have it. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, then I can look at it, it's as if I'm giving it to you now as a matana. It was mine, you stole it, okay, keep it. Keep it means, okay, it used to be mine, in my rishus, it was stolen, but let's change that into a gift. That's how, another way that it can be looked at. But if it was never mine, like the Kohen, so how could you switch anything? How could you switch? It was never the Kohen's bailus. He was never in charge of it. If he originally had some, maybe this is what he's saying, there are some remnants of his bailus, the fact that you took it, look, it's still Shali. Zelefishin and Shalova, Zelefishin and Bershuso, as Rabbi Yochanan said in Maruba. But here, Shakoin lo zachabo klal, imkein eino yacholita labamatana, kosh lo zachabo adayin. I don't have any connection to it. And therefore, it is not going to work. That is the Pnei Yehoshua's answer to his own question. But all the Achronim afterwards, from the 1800s, also discussed this kasha of the Pnei Yehoshua, giving answers, why could a regular Gaz Nigzal be Mochel, while Dafka, the Kohen, cannot be Mochel. The Sholem Eishiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson says, Shevistam Gezel, the Iker Chait, is that you took it from your friend. And therefore, he can be Mechel, and you offer it, so that is filling the void, and he can be Mochel it as if it was given. But by Gezel, what is the root chait? By Gezel Hager. He says, Ulam Hashavas Gezel Hager, Lo Machmas Chisaron Chaverahu, Shahare Lo Legera Nigzal Meshiv. What are you doing now? You're not filling the void because you're giving to the Kohen. That has nothing to do with Hashlomas HaChisaron. So it must be a different focus. The focus is the giver, not the receiver. And therefore, Mechila is not going to work in this case. Ella kivan shalom mishum chesron am chayav lahashev muchach shashava mitzvah gemurahi shalom nitan levatala b'mechila sam. So again, a different answer. There are other answers, but that's another answer. Right? Is the focus of hashava? Is it the nigzal or is it the gazlan? So if it's the nigzal, then it can be mochel. The focus is just the filling the void. Mashen kein in our case. Okay, so that's an important 2 points, discussion of Mechza versus Miksas, and whether there is a possibility of Mechila. So Tosfos the Gemara says, so Kesem Mechaber Mechza. Why? Because if not, a person we could have said, oh, he should go back to his Yershim, he wouldn't have wanted it. Says the Gemara, what, that you say that Svara? You always say, Adaita Dehachi, if something didn't work? Elameata, Chatas Shemesu Baaleha. So what happens if you have a person who was Mafrish, a carbon Chatas, he did not there, and then he died? We should say that the animal goes out lechulin. because after all, he didn't have das that it should be go and die. We know the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us in Temura, the five chataos mesos, if there is no longer a connection between the bialim and the carbon. So if the owner dies, usually the carbon goes free, becomes chulin, because that died to the hachi lo afresho. Why do we say that the chatos has to die? So Ami, the Gemara said, no, halacha moshe b'sinai. That overrides any type of svara that you might give. Chata shemesu ba'aleha hilchaza gemirala dilamisa azlatz. Halacha moshe b'sinai. That chata shemesu ba'aleha goes lamisa. Says the Gemara similarly, elameata asham shemesu ba'alav. What's the halacha of a carbon asham, where its owners died? Lefik lechulin, da died to dachi lo afresha. Same thing as chatas. Same answer, asham nami. Hilchaza gemirala. Part of the halacha moshe b'sinai is on Asham too. Kol shebachatas meisa b'asham roeh. Whatever it has to die by a chatas has to be roeh, has to be sent to graze till it gets a mum by an Asham. And once it gets a mum, it's sold, it's nifta, and then the money is used to bring carbonus ola on the mizbeach. The five chatos mesos, as we know, is abbreviated by vitimna. Vitimna, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Temura Daf Yud Ches. Vitimna, vlad chatas, temuras chatas. Mesu ba'aleha. What's the nun? Niskaper ba'acher ayin avar shnasa. Right, those are the five chataos mesos, that there is a disconnect between the owner. Right, the owner brought a different carbon instead because this one was lost. The had a baby, so it's not connected to the chait and the owner anymore. The five chataos mesos. And the parallel to that is that ba'asham roa. We discussed in the past, not for a while, so it's good it comes up now. The idea of the relationship between chatas and asham, and specifically the machlokas rishonim, how to understand this line that we just read. The halacha is, part of the halacha moshe b'sinai is that any chatas that has to die, an asham is ro'eh. An asham is sent out to graze, and then it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, we sell it, and then we use that money for ola. Is that what we just said, a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan? Most assume that's a din da'oraisa, meaning on a da'oraisa level, in asham, this animal, which is a carbon asham, cannot be hukrav as a carbon ola. Mi da'oraisa, it has to be sent to graze, it has to get a mum, and then you have to sell it, and v'chulu, and go through the process of buying a different animal for ola. And you might even need something active on the part of the person in order for it to lose its status of asham. The Rashi here is not as explicit, but Rashi in Maseches Zvachim, Rashi tells us on Daf Hei in Zvachim, where this comes up also, that it's called Nitak La'ola. You have to be Menatek it. You have to disconnect it from the state of Asham, and then it gets a Mum B'chulu. Rashi's Lashon there is even Bezdin's involvement. She Nitak L'Re'iya, Rashi, Zvachim Heimabes. She Mesu Ba'ilav, Onis Kaber Ba'acher, V'Nitak Midin Asham L'Re'iya. She Amru Lo Bezdin, Hotziu V'Yireh. Bezdin declares, this animal should go out to the field and graze. Eventually it gets a mum, v'chulu. So Rov Rishonim say that this animal, it's a carbon asham. Somehow it has to be disconnected, mum, v'chulu. Who argues? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted there in Zvachim and other places throughout Shas, Rabbeinu Tam says, on a daraisa level, you know what that halacha moshe b'sinai is? Kol shebachatas mesa, be'asham, yikrav ola. On a daraisa level, it could just become an ola. Right away, automatically. Midrabanan, it has to graze, and get a mum, v'chulu, and switch. But on a daraisa level, it goes to ola. V'chi gemiri, hachi gemiri, kol shebachatas mesa, ba'asham karav ola, de'ri'ia de'rabanan hi. That is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, quoted by all the Rishonim. So it's the fundamental machlokas between the Rishonim, whether there is an affinity, whether there is a natural transformation between an asham to an ola. A chatos, we know, the halacha should be seen as that these five chatos have to die. But the asham, that is a machlokas, whether midaraisa, it turns into an ola, or midaraisa, you have to be menatek it, and it has to get a mum, and they have to take the money, and then bring it to an ola, which is part of the larger issue of the relationship between the karbanos. We read Parshas Vayikra, it seems like there are very different karbanos that never the twain shall meet. Right? We have, in Perek Aleph, we have ola. In Perek Beis, we have mincha. Perek Gimel, we have chatas. Perek Dalet, we have chatas, right? Did I say it wrong? Did I say ola? And then mincha, and then chatas. and then Morchatos, and then Ashamos, right? And then the Shlamim is involved in there too. There's more Shlamim in Parshas Sav, right? So there's all different Karbanos. I think Shlamim is before, Paragimel. And then Chatas is an Asham, or Dalet, and Dalet and Hay. So you read them, it seems to be different ideas of Karbanos. But we find a couple of times throughout Kachim that Karbanos can transform to other types of Karbanos, right? A Karban Pesach, when it's not Erev Pesach, is a Shlamim. Right, there's a relationship between the two. An Asham can maybe turn into an Ola here, right, according to Rabbeinu Tam on a Daraisa level, and the other Rishonim on a Drabanan level. So there's important ideas behind to tell us about the relationship between those Karbanas, and Brother Shem will come back to that at a later date. Okay, there's a beautiful Sefer on Zvachim, on a couple of Masechtos called the Dvir HaKodesh. So there, in the first parak in Zvachim, he discusses that issue. If you look in the Dvir HaKodesh and Simen Nun Dalad on Zvachim, I think it's a Rav of Bnei Brak, but he discusses that issue. Okay, says the Gemara, Viter, second to last line, or even before that, let's continue and then we'll do the other Tosfos. Says the second to last line, Elameata, if it's true that we always try to figure out what a person's da'as was, and maybe it shouldn't have gone through the whole transaction or the whole process because he wouldn't have wanted it this way. Says the Gemara, Elameata, what about this case? Yevama shenafel v'ni mukashrin. A woman is happily married to a man. The man dies, and the man's brother is a muchashrin, has issues with his physical body. So maybe we should say, once the husband dies, we should say, oh, because the woman would never have wanted to fall to yibum to this muchashrin, so maybe the original marriage is called into question. Elamayati yivam shenafla v'muchashrin tepek v'lo chalitza. We should say she doesn't even need chalitza. She would never have gone through the marriage, right? If she knew that her husband would die, she would have to do yibum with this guy. So maybe we should say, oh, there was never a marriage. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam anan sahadi demenach nichaluchu b'chaldu. No, we know there that once a woman's married, is married, the marriage is good, and there is a low standard for her acquiescence and her askama to the marriage. Kidir Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish says in a few places, Dam Reish Lakish, Tav Lameisav Tendu, Mila Meitav Armalo. A woman would rather sit together than sit by herself, and therefore a woman has more of a need to be married than a man, and she's more connected at a lower standard, so to speak, Reish Lakish says, in terms of what she would be masking to once the marriage is a marriage. That's the Reish Lakish. Again, a number of important points to talk about here. Tosfos says the only discussion here must be talking about if the husband died after Eirusin. After Nisuin, we're not going to say that the whole marriage for the past 30 years is undermined. If there was only Eirusin and she hasn't gotten Hana yet, really, so that's what the Gemara is talking about. Says Tosfos, Nired debinafla mina Eirusin, Iri. It must be mina Eirusin. To mishum achar misas bailo lo maska anafsha milios nisua. If she already had Nisuin, says Tosfos, I find that hard to believe that she would undermine. And the language of the Russian, the Chizmukubat says, is, Ein adam osa bilaso bilas nus. After so many years, even once. Even once, the prison won't do that. Ava ben anisuin v'adai. Lo avi abal shomea lo la'asos bi'ilosa bi'laznus. V'chein, and then the Tosfos, I'm reading it from the Shita because I have it open, but Tosfos also said this. What about every monetary financial transaction? A month later, there's a problem with this item, right? It's a lemon. Oh, a daita tahachi, so everything should be automatically a mechatos. No. Their Tosfos' lashon is, there's somebody else involved there. There's a buyer and a seller. So even if one wants to go back, the other one doesn't want to go back. Right? By marriage, the woman's das is central, says Tosfos. Or the language of the Rush here. V'chein kol mekach, sha'adam kone. Imaya halokeach bo lahasnos, shimiskalko mecho shiachzer mekach, lo yamocher shomelo. Hilkach lo havi lekilu hisna. You don't say it's keilu by every time there's a problem later on. If it's not finished yet, if there's just kiddushin, something like that, that would work. But otherwise, I wouldn't say that. There are very serious issues discussed in the poskim by, let's say there is a major glaring issue that was obviously, you know, lo hayalila la lo saldaiti by mekach u memkar, but by marriage. but by marriage. The Chashuk Echemet here discusses a very serious issue by a case of a Isha Hanesua Labaal She'ein Lo Gvuros Anashim Ha'im Sricha Get. A man who physically cannot perform, a man who doesn't have Gvuros Anashim, so is that a marriage? If he didn't say anything, maybe he even didn't know about it, whatever, do you need a get? What if, should you advise them to get divorced? Because they're not going to be able to have children, but they're already married. Right? The chiyuv is on the man, but the man's not going to be able to have children. But does the woman have to divorce? Right? So this is the, so they ask the Shaila, v'harofim me'idim she'adayin besula, v'hi omera she'hi wrote seba b'ayla, v'ein erotza l'skarish b'man, I love him, I want to stay married to him. Hayil yaifa l'hisgarish, od yesh l'stavik, im hi wrote seba l'hi sho'er tachas b'ayla, hayim tzricha l'skadeshenis. They have to get married again, because the first one was lacking major information. So Tshuva, he said he asked his father-in-law Rav Yashiv, who said that he says, Tzrichim lehisgareish ki ein zecha yeishus lichios im baal kazeh v'tzrichim leyeitzla uleshadeh osa lehisgareish. If she doesn't want to, then the poskim say she probably should get to another Maisa Kiddushin. Because this is such a blatant issue that is not mentioned by the time of the Kiddushin, that you can't say that this was like our Gemara says, Adai to the Hachi lo miskacha, right? Or by Nisuin, there was no Nisuin here. And therefore he says, Ben Yonenu, if they want to live together, Tzricha, Kiddushin, Shniim, V'chulu. Do you have to get another ring? Probably not. Just give back the other ring and do it again. But either way, that is the very serious issues. Again, one of many examples of issues discussed. What is information that needs to be said before the marriage, and what is information that doesn't need to be said. Very serious issues in the discussion. Okay, Vayter, let's continue. Nosan as a guest of Ohiri Vechulu. Last Amud here in Agozal Eitzim. Said the Mishnah, that the halacha is that by the case of Asham Gzelos, where we need Karen Chomish and Asham, the Karen must be paid before the carbon is brought. And that's a dimly ikuva. That's what we mentioned. So, said the Mishnah, if you gave the money first to one Mishmar and the carbon to the second Mishmar, that's fine. What if you gave the carbon to one Mishmar and then the money to the other Mishmar? That's a problem. Right? That's a problem. And the Mishnah said that he has to bring another carbon. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nasan Ashan Laho Yarib, Vikasev Liadaya. So what happens if one Mishmar has the carbon and then one gets the money afterwards? So now what? Who switches to who? Who gives to who? So Yaxer Kasav Esel Ashan Div Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says the money which was given second goes back to the earlier Mishmar that was given the carbon. No, Yaxer Ashan Esel Kasav. No, the Ashan goes to the later Mishmar that got the money. So hey chidami, what exactly is the case here? Ile madiyav le asham le yoho yariv b'mishbar to diyoho yariv. V'kasa liyadaya b'mishbar to diyadaya. If you say you gave each one in their proper Mishmar, right, you gave the carbon first in the proper Mishmar, and then the money first in the proper Mishmar, zezacha b'shalom, zezacha b'shalom. What is the question? They each got their own. So Rashi says this is Akasha on Rebbe Yehuda, that the kesef should move. Look at Rashi, third line. Unihi nami de la rabbanan, de kansulu yeho yariv de kibal asha makami kesef. I understand the rabbanan shita that you fine the mishmar that got the animal, because they took the animal before they got the money. And that's inappropriate. So I understand their shita that you give the yachzir asha meitzal kesef, but why would Rabbi Yehuda say that the money should go back to the mishmar that got the animal? They were the ones that did something wrong. So Amar Rava, Hachamayaskina. No, the cases where they both did something wrong. Di Yohiv Ashim liYeho Yariv b'Mishbarto di Yeho Yariv. Fine. The Kesef liYedaya b'Mishbarto di Yeho Yariv. So they gave the Yedaya took the money not during their Mishmar. So now they both did something wrong, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kiva Delav Mishmeres Yedaya he since is not the Mishmeres of Yedaya liYedaya Kansin Olay. They took the money when they weren't supposed to, so they have to give back the money. Hilkach Gaser Kesav Eishal Hashem. For Rabbanan Savi Shalok Kedinu Ovid Bnei Yeho Yariv the Kivlu Hashem Mikami Kesef. The Yeho Yariv Mishpar shouldn't have taken the animal before they got the Karen. Hilkach Liditu Katzin and Lahu the Yachzer Hashem Eitzel Kesef. That's why the carbon goes to where the Kesef is. We're not going to do it now, but if you look in the Maariv Chayis here, he discusses the. This halacha might be a basis for Shibud Rabbi Nasan. which is if A owes B and B owes C, A can pay C. Where does that come from? So he relates it to this Gemara, where he owes the they owe the ger, and the ger owes the and the going to give it to the Kohen. So feel free to look there. The whole idea of Mishmaros here is a part of a possible mitzvah daraisa. We didn't mention this last time, but we should mention it now. The Rambam and the Chinuch count it as a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa for the Kohanim to be split up into 24 mishmaros. Separate mitzvah asei. Parsha Shoftim, the Sefer HaChinuch, I'll read it for you, Tavkuf Tes, mitzvah 509, says the title of the mitzvah, mitzvah lihiyos ha-kohanim ovdim b'mikdash mishmaros, ubimoadim ovdim ke'echad. Right, that's a separate mitzvah asei, that there should be order in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheyiyu hakohanim, the chinuch as in, v'haleviyim. That's the tzarachi and the mechas chinuch. The leviyim too. Sheyakohanim v'haleviyim, ovdim b'mikdash l'mishmaros. Klomar l'kitos yiduos, v'lotia yada kol misasekas yachad b'avoda. It shouldn't be a free-for-all. This mitzvah is about orderliness. It should not be a free-for-all in the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz min hayamim hatovim bilvad, except for yontif, shiyu akol ovdim yachad. Kol avayim aleis yadol simchas haregel. And he quotes psukim in divrei hayamim, mevuar echilku osam David ushmuel, shasumiyem esrim v'arba mishmaros, koanim ve'esrim v'arba mishmaros, leviim, kidei shetavod kol mishmarot mehem, shtei shabasos bashana. 2 weeks out of every year. The Menachas Chinuch points out that he thinks that the mitzvah d'oraisa is not specific. It's not that there's a d'oraisa to split up into 24 mishmaros. We know in history there were different stages, as the Gemara describes. There were eight, and there were the double that, and then ultimately 24. But the din is just to be split up. That's the mitzvah. How many? That's later on, depending on what works. Zeh pashut, says the Menachas Chinuch, de ikra mitzvah shelo yiu mu'ur bavim, avo minyan ha-mishmaros einu min ha-Torah, v'nechleku b'fi miyut v'ribo yakohanim. Depends how many kohanim there are. Ubimei Moshe Rabbeinu ad Shmuel, hayu ha-kohanim mu'atim, v'nechleku l'shmona. Ubimei Shmuel nechleku l'esr v'arba. Ubizmai min ha-zmanim yicholim ola asos yoser, l'chalkim derech mashal l'chamishim, v'yoser, ola ma'et, k'fi ribo yakohanim. So it depends. There's no specific mitzvah to a specific number, right? It depends. Whatever is needed. This is the mitzvah. The Rambam counts it. The Chinuch counts it. The Ramban says it should not be counted. What kind of mitzvah is this? This is just a reality. They just split up into mishmaros to do the avoda. There's no mitzvah here. So as the Ramban counts it as zero mitzvahs, but that is the mitzvah that is being described. And the shorish of the mitzvah, as we mentioned, is Lefisha Mahamalachos Mutalos al Mispar Anashim Yiduim Naasis Karoi. Veina Atzlo Vahayesh Vakaptonis Besuya Bahen. Says the Chinuch. If you tell the Kohanim, you know what, everybody do this avoda, nobody's going to end up doing the avoda. Right? That's the Gemara said at the beginning of Abbasra also. You want a pot warmed up, tell one person, not two. Right? Bei Kedera Deshutfi Lo Mischamimi, something like that. Right? You want something done? You have to tell specific people. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, not only does this create Seder, but if you just tell everybody to do it, nobody's gonna do it. Because everybody's gonna say the other guy's gonna do it. You tell specific Kohanim, it's your week. And then you split up the Kohanim into Batei Avos. Right? How many Batei Avos are there? That's a machlokes, whether there are six or seven. Right? Whether everybody worked on Shabbos or it was split up. The Menachas Chinuch also discusses this. Einu mavur barambam ubaharav hamachaber. Kama Batei Avos yesh. How many? Rashi and Tainis says that there were seven. Keneged Shivas Yimei HaShavua. The Bartanura there, he quotes on the Mishnah, also says. And then it's against the Gemara in Menachas, which says that there were six. B'chulu, okay, and everybody works on Shabbos. Again, that's a mitzvah, asei, d'oraisa. We discussed that in mitzvah shir, but that is the mishmaros. So again, we have a machlokas tanoim here. If one mishmar gets the carbon and one gets the money, and they both did something wrong, who has to give back to who? Viter, and then we'll come up with another important discussion. Tanya Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, Ledivre Rebbe Yehuda, says, within Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda usually says, what happens? You have to give the money. Give the money back to where the carbon went. Right? I mean, the ones who got this, it's second. Im kadmu b'nei Yehoreh v'hegribu asa asham. What if the b'nei Yehoreh actually gave the karban? They were makriv the karban before they got the money back from Yedaya. Yachzer v'yavi asham acher. Then it's too late. Then you have to bring another karban. You can't just give the money back. If the karban was actually done, that's pasul. Because the money is a dinli ikuva. The money has to come first. So Yakrivu b'nei Yedaya, and the person has to bring another karban, the gazlan. He gives it to b'nei Yedaya, who has his money. V'zachu halala b'masha biyadan, and the Yehoyarik people, they get what they get. Says the Gemara, Ami l'may chazu, asham pasalu. What do they get? What do you mean, zachu masha biyadan? Amarava la'oro. They get the hides. Ask Tosas, what do you mean they get the hides? If it's a carbon pasal, then even the hides have to be burned. Right? So what do you mean they get the hides? So this is a shaila. The Gemara says elsewhere, ta tosvis, that when it's a carbon that's nifsal, al makshuma basar, v'nifsal kodem zrika yosel esreifa. Amailo yitziar l'esreifa. Tosvis does not answer the question. How can you say that by this Asham Pasol, the Yehoyariv is going to get the hides, the whole thing should be burned? So various answers given. I'll just mention one. The Yamshel Shlomo, the Maharshal, right here says, that Gemara that says that by carbonous psulim, they are all burned, that's where when the psul comes from within. Here, why is this carbon pasul? Because the money wasn't given yet? That's an external problem. Yes, it passes the carbon, but it's an external problem. That's why the hide does not have to be burned. That's the Yamshel Shlomo right here in Simin Samach Tes. Simin Samach Tes in the Marshal. Me'achar deleka shimsul b'hakrava. Ela shashina seder ma'at v'lav shashina b'inyan avoda imkein lo nifsal ha'or. Different type of psul. So that is number one, says Rebbe within Rebbe Yehuda. Number two, Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Ladib Rebbe Yehuda, Imkiim Asham, Yaxer Asham, Eitzel Kesef. If the Asham, there's another brice that says, if the Asham is there, give the Asham to where the money is. Says the Gemara, that's exactly the opposite of what we just said. Vahar Rebbe Yehuda, Yaxer Kesef, Eitzel Asham is like. What does Rebbe Yehuda hold? Money to carb animal or animal to money? Hachamayaskinon, Kigon de Nafak, Mishmarta de Yehoyariv Alotavu. What happens if Yehoyariv, right, remember that was the first one, Yehoyariv got the animal, and then Yedaya got the money, and Velo Tavu, and they didn't go back to say, oh, you know, why don't you give us the carbon so that we can be maker of the carbon, right? We have the money. Hakamash Malan Dachuli Achi Lugabayu. So the Chiddush is from this last brisa that Yachzer Kesef Eitzel Asham, that if they weren't Toveis, then the money's gonna go back to the Asham, even though it wasn't given to them, because there's implicit mechila because it wasn't asked. Similarly, Tanya Idach Amar Rebbe Liv Rebbe Yehuda Im Kayim Asham Yachzer Kesef Eitzel Asham. If the Asham is still there, the money goes back to the first Mishmar Yehoyariv. So where says Pshita Hachi Islay? Well, that's what we've just said. If the animal is still around, then the money goes back to the Asham, meaning the first one. So Hachamayaskina, no, the Chiddush is Kon Denafak Mishmartam Dahani Udahani. What if both Mishmaras have passed? Right? They didn't give the carbon and the money. Now Yedaya is out too. Velo Tavu, and nobody asked each other for the other item. Mao Detema Achuli Gabi Adada. You might say there. So you go by the latter one, you send the animal to the money because that's the latest one. It was their job. Kamash Malan Damrinan, Kivan Delotavi, Lahadru Beresha. Since nobody asked each other, just go back to the beginning. Go back to the first Mishmar. Yehoyariv got the animal, so the money goes back to the animal. Period. There is a discussion in the Achronim here. What is the halacha if the Yehoyariv had been makar of the animal already? So the Gemara said that the Nigzal has to give, the Gazlan has to give another animal, and the second Mishmar is Makrovit, ask the Achronim, but 1 minute. We know that my Pigol, when Kohanim or Mefaglim a carbon, they have to pay for it. They messed up. So why here should the Gazlan have to give another carbon? The Kohanim messed up. They shouldn't have been Makrovit if they didn't get the money yet. So why does the Gazlan have to supply another one? So the Achronim discuss this, and they say, well, maybe because even the Kohanim paying is a chiddush, right? That's hezek she'eino nikar. So that already is a chiddush, a tikkun olam, right? The Mishnah says a gittin that they have to pay because a tikkun olam. So we can't be mosif on Dibre Chazal. It could be the Kohanim did. Kohanim didn't actually apostle, right? Remember, they brought it before the money. It's like similar to what the Yamshel Shlomo said. It's a different type of psul. It's an external psul. So it's hard for us to automatically say that we're going to be mosif on the Takanas Chazal and say here too, because the tikkun olam, we're going to make the Kohanim pay. Either way, that's an issue. Where do we have pigol on this masechta? Right, let's do a little chazara. Where do we have pigol on this masechta? So we had it back in the first parak. Way back in the first parak, we're talking about Avos Nezikin. Avos Nezikin, we had it on Daf Hey. right? Limute moser umafagel. We had a problem there. Rashi didn't give it the pshat of regular pigle, but that's one of the times that we had it here back on daf hey. Okay, weiter, we continue. Says the Gemara, Binan, if Shamevi, Xil, Achalei, Hashem, Vechulu, Binan, Imili. So how do we know? What's the source of the halacha that we have been talking about? That the money has to come first. Li'ikuva. If he doesn't pay the Karen before he's makriv the Asham, so then the Asham is pasal. Minan, Imili. Amar Rava, Da Amar Kra, Ha Asham, Ha Mushav, Lashem, La Kohain, Milvad, Elakipurim, Ashiachaper Bo. So we understand that pasuk as saying ha'asham, which is referring to the money, milvad el kipurim, which is the karban. So you see the money is mentioned before the karban. Michlal de kaseh bereisha, so you see the money's first. Amar hu mirabana l'rava, says the Gemara, one second, to Rava, when it says milvad, whatever's after the milvad is second, elameata, milvad olas hapoker, hachanami michlal de musafin bereisha. The karban musaf is milvad the karban tamid. What? Your musaf is before? But Tanya, that's not true. We know that Allah is. How do we know, as it says many places in Gemara, that there's nothing that comes before the Tamei Shal Shachar? Tama Lomar va'arech aleha ha'ola va'amar Rava ha'ola ola rishona. Ola's first. Tosfos discusses there's another makar brought in other Gemaras. But either way, the carbon tumid is the first one. So milvad doesn't precede what comes second. It precedes what comes first. Omar Lay says, Rava, you're right. No, I didn't mean it from the word milvad. Ana me asher yechaper bonafgale. Yechaper is lashon asid. Vadayin lo kiper. Right, so that's the lashon of yechaper. Period. Nasa nolas akaren v'chulu tan rabana minayin shemhevi mi'ilaso. So now we're going to a different context to compare it. By mi'ila, another one of the ashamos. There's asham gizelos, what we've been talking about, and asham mi'ilos. If somebody violates mi'ila, they also have to pay the karen and bring a karban. So we're going to compare the two. Minayin shem hevi mi'ilaso v'lo hevi ashamo, hashamo v'lo hevi mi'ilaso shelo yatsa. How do I know that by mi'ila you don't get full kapara if you don't do both? If you don't pay the Beis HaMikdash and bring the karban, tamalomar be'el ha'asham v'nislachlo. And we understand that to mean be'el, the karban, ha'asham with the money. And then v'nislachlo. Minayin shem hevi ashamo ad shelo hevi mi'ilaso shelo yatsa. And how do I know if you bring the karban first, you're not Yotzei. Tamalomar be'el ha'asham. Ha'asham bikfar. Right. Be'el ha'asham. That means the asham first and the el comes after. That's how we darshan. Yochol k'shem she'el va'asham ma'akvim kach chomesh ma'akev. Is chomesh also ma'akev? Tamalomar be'el ha'asham v'nislachlo. El va'asham ma'akvim behektish v'en chomesh ma'akev. So, not the chomesh, but the money and the karban. And now the Gemara says, v'yomad hektish mihedyot, v'hedyot mihektish. Now we compare the context of asham gezelos and asham mi'ilos. Hektish mihedyot, ma hasham da hasam karen. Just like the word asham by hedyot means the karen, right? Ha asham hamushav. So av asham da hacha karen. So to the asham by mi'ilo means karen. V'hedyot mihektish, ma hektish ein chomesh ma'akev, av hedyot nami ein chomesh ma'akev. So that's the end of the discussion of Gesel Ager and Asham Gezelos. Hadron Lacha Gozel Eitzim. Rabosai, we are on the last part of our journey. The Baba Kama journey as we get into the second Hagozel. Hagozel Amachil. Here we go, Kuf Yud Aleph. You remember the Prakim, if you remember where they were, right, Dav Beis, but then we have Kesed HaRegel HaMiniach, we have Dav Yud Zayin, Chav Zayin, Lamed Vav, Mem Vav, and then we had Pei Gimel, Tzadi Gimel, these last two Prakim, 8th and 9th Parak, and now we are up to Kuf Yud Aleph Amabez, Hagozel, Umachel, Baba Kama. But Matzia is on the horizon, and still looking. I lost my Bar Mitzvah a couple of years ago, so I'm still looking for my Bar Mitzvah. I'm not sure if anybody has it out there. But anyway, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start from scratch, and we'll do it again. Anyway, here we go. Some of my Talmidim know that I've been looking for it for about 4.5 years. Be'ez Hashem, it'll be good. Says the Gemara. Mishnah. Back to Gezela. Right, we know that we discussed a lot of Gezela in the previous parak. Now we're back to the cases of Gezel and Chiyuv Hashava, not only from the Gazlan, but from people who have it after the Gazlan. So the Mishnah says, what happens if somebody stole it and then gave it, he stole food, and then he gave it to his kids? Hagozel Machal Esbanav, Vihiniach Lifnehem, Shpiturin Milashalim. So if he's machil his children and then he leaves it, Peter Milashalim, they are pater from paying. The Gemara will explain exactly what the case is. Vimhaya davar sheish b'achrayis, chayavan l'shalim. And if it's a davar sheish b'achrayis, again, we'll see what that means. Usually it means karka, but that's not going to be the havamino. Chayavan l'shalim, then the children have to pay. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, there's a chilek somehow when the children have to pay for their father's gezela. We have this already a little bit in the previous parak when we discussed, did the father do tshuva, did the father not do tshuva, are we worried about the covenant of the father, is there kibud of aim by an av rasha? We discussed that previously, but that's going to come up related soon. So Amar Rav Chisda now comes up with a statement about the Mishnah. Gozav alonis Yashua bailim uva'achev v'achlo. If somebody is gozel and the bailim did not give up hope, no yeyush yet, and then someone else took it uba'achev v'achlo mimenu v'achlo. Right, the question mimenu. The Riff and the Rush take out that word. Ratzamizegove. If there was no yeyush and then someone else came in, then the nigzal could go to either party, to either address. My time, called Kama Jalonis Yashua Bailim Bershusi Demarikoi. It's as if the person who took it from the Gazlan took it from the Bailim. They're both Gazlanim. And therefore, they could take it from either, he could take it from either one. Tosva says that if the Yeush already took place, so then he'd only be able to take it from the first one. Right, says Tosa at the beginning of Gazal, Aval Nisya Ashu Ein Gove Elamin Arishon Kivan Tachlo Achron. Right, his item is not there anymore, and then Tosa says maybe even if his item is there, why? This is what we discussed back in the seventh parak. The principle called Yeyush and Shini Rishus. Yeyush and Shini Rishus functions as a kinyan. There was a machlokas Rishonim there. Does the order matter? The Rambam said the order does not matter. Yeyush and Shini Rishus and Yeyush. Other Rishonim said no. Yeyush has to be first. Why? Because it has to be behatera asiliyade. If it's beisura asiliyade, then it's not going to work anyway. Discuss then, how does that work? Is it a team effort? Yesh and Shini Rishus? Is it one is a t'nai for the other one? But either way, that's what is being referred to here. Period. There is an important sheet of the Baal Hamar that all the Akronim talk about. The Baal Hamar here says that be medayik in the Gemara. Uba acher v'achalo. Reuven stole something, and then Shimon came and ate it. What if Reuven was ma'achil it to Shimon? The Gemara doesn't say that. The he'echil. It says, ba'acher. The second person was actively involved. U'ba'acher v'achalo. Says the Baal Hamar, if the Gazlan had been ma'achil it, then only the Gazlan is chayiv. You can't go to the second person. It's as if the Gazlan ate it. If he was ma'achil it. That's the Baal Hamar here. Lamed chesem and aleph and the dafei harif.
That's
an important Baal Hamar. What's the svar for the Baal Hamar? Right, just because the other person ate it. So what, he was fed it, but he ate it. Right, with the discussions of somebody puts it into my mouth, it's still called my eating. So the Ova Achrona, the stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, discusses this in Simen Chaf Beis. He says it relates to, and this is a very much related topic, something we discussed back in the seventh parak on Daf Samache, the sugya of Tavra Vishasya. The case where somebody stole something and I stole a barrel of wine, a month later I smashed it. And the value of the barrel changed in the interim. What do I pay? Do I pay kshas akzela? Do I pay kshas right now? Is the second act of tavra v'shasya, is that a second act of gzela? The kso says it's an act of mazik. The nesiva says it's an act of gzela. Rashi seems to say it's an act of gzela. Big machlokas discussion there, but says the ksos, that has to do with right here. If you hold like the ksos, that it's an issue of mazik, so then the second one wasn't mazik if he's given it. So he can't be chayiv for mazik, he can't be chayiv for gzela, so what's he chayiv? He's only chayiv for the hanah. That's the only thing he's chayiv for. So that's the svar of the Baal Hamar, that they, like that ksos by Tavra Vishasya, if this other person was involved in the action, so then the second person is not going to be chayiv. But it is a great, very iyun, deep discussion to have relating this Gemara and Rav Chisda to the earlier. Tanan, but now let's continue. Hagozel machlas banavini echlefneim, peturim l'shalim. The Mishnah says, if the person fed it to his kids, or if it's still there, they are pater. So you have to do Rav Chisda. Right? It's a kasha on Rav Chisda, right? Because Rav Chisda says that if the person could come and collect from either. And here it says he cannot collect from the children. No problem. Rav Chisda would say the mishnah is after Yeish. After Yeish, the children are off the hook. Only before Yeish he's talking about. If he put it in front of them, they are pater. Omar Rami Bar Chama. Says Rami Bar Chama. Zosomeris. What does this teach me? That the children are off the hook? Rishus Yoresh, ki Rishus Lokeach Dami. It must be when it goes to the child, it's just like it goes to a buyer. And just like by a buyer, there would be Yeish and Shinu Rishus, so too by a child, it's called a different Rishus. That's why the Gemara says, Pater Milashalim. Rishus Yoresh, ki Rishus Lokeach Dami, Yeish and Shinu Rishus. Rava Amar, no. Rishus Yoresh, not Rishus Lokeach Dami. It could be the Mishnah is not taking a stand on that issue. Rishus Yoresh is not Rishus Lokeach. So why are the children putter? Fachamayaskinan, Kisha Achlum. They're putter because it's not there anymore. They didn't steal it and the item's not there anymore. It's their father's chiyuv, not theirs. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hami Diktani Seifa, Imhaya Dabar Sheishbo Achrayas Chayavin L'Shalim. Since the next line of the Mishnah says, if there is something Sheishbo Achrayas, which the Havamina is, what does Achrayas mean? Something that is Nikar and Meforsam, that it used to belong to the other guy. If that's there, then they're chayav to pay. So michlal, so the reisha is obviously talking about the same kind of case, to reisha bezila kayemas askinan. The reisha is talking about a case where the stolen item is there, it's just not, it's not famously used to belong to the nigzal. So, against Rava, isn't the Mishnah talking about a case where the item is there in both cases? Amar lecha Rava, no. Hachi kamar. You don't understand what the last line means. The last line doesn't mean that if it's famous and everybody knows. No, it means what we always know it means. It means if the father left them karka, then they have to pay back karka. Because that is already mishubad to the nigzal. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. But didn't Rebbe tell Rebbe Shimon, his son, that that's not what it means here in the Mishnah? Our Mishnah doesn't really mean that like it normally means. This Mishnah does not mean karka. It means something famous. And therefore it's going to be a bizayon to the father if they don't give it back. Everybody, oh, this is the animal that so-and-so stole. So, if that's true, so then this reisha also has to be talking about a case of somebody that is still kayemes, and therefore we're back to the kasha on Rava. So, El Amar Rava, Rava says, Kisha Chivna, Rava says that when he dies, Rav Oshia Nafik Lavasi, the Taritzna Masisa Kavase. Rava says that when he dies, Rav Oshia is going to come out and meet him in Shemayim. Because he spent so much time, Tosa says, not just once, like here, but he always tried to promulgate and make everybody know Rav Oshia's brises. And he said, hey, Rav Oshia's brises, against the Mishnah, it's different. The Tani Rav Oshia, the brisa, even if you want to see that's what the Mishnah means, but this is the brisa. Hagoz l'machal esbana peturim l'shalim, hiniach lem gzela kayemes chayavin, ein azela kayemes peturin, hiniach lem avim achrayes nechasim chayavin l'shalim. So if you have that whole adding a couple of lines to the Mishnah, he's not adding it in. He's just saying this what the brisa holds. Rava says that is Rav Oshia brisa. And that is what I am explaining. So again, Tosfos says that in the little Tosfos, Kacha Yeragil Ataris Mishayis Kamoso. The Sefer Chasidim. There is a Sefer Chasidim that's in Taf Kuf Nuntes. V'chol Tzadik Shemefarish Divrei Tzadik Acher. If there's ever a Tzadik that explains somebody else's words, Kigon Amora Shemefarish Divrei Tana. O Divrei Amora Shayilafanav Kishemes Yotze Hatana Kenegdo. Lekablo b'sefer panim yafis. If somebody later ever explains an earlier person's words, so when the later person dies, the earlier person is going to go greet him. V'lalechas imo, and accompany him into Shemayim. U'levakesh min ha-malachim l'hakel alav. U'la ha-amido l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'dabar alav tofos. He's going to be a Melech Yosher, he's going to be a defense attorney for him. Unbelievable. So whenever you have anybody who writes a sefer and explains somebody else's words and translates it and expands it. And a couple of days ago, we discussed the Ramban. The Ramban spent so much of his life defending the Rif and defending Chazal, defending many others. So that's what the Sefer HaChesedim says. And where is the Gemara that says this? Right here in the footnotes, in the Makor HaChesed. Where Magala says, Ayin Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Aleph Mabez. Right, this is a classic Gemara that relates to that. Vim Sadik Asa Sefer, Bechulu, and it continues related to that. Also, the Meshech Chachma also relates to this. If you want to look up a Meshech Chachma in Bereishis, where the Meshech Chachma discusses this on when Hashem tells Abraham to listen to Sarah. Kol asher tomer elecha Sarah, shma bakola. So there also he talks about the joining of neshamos, of the past and the present, and there he quotes the Gemara of Rav Oshia, Nafik Lavasi, he says that proves that there is a joining of neshamos. Uba Abraham haya zuama, discusses that Sarah didn't have the zuama. Anyway, the Meshech Chachma discusses there this type of idea. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Mar, and Hashem, we will continue now that we are in the last perek of Maseches Baba Kama.